Welcome to this introduction to Park Theatre's Whodunit Unrehearsed 4, a play written by Jez Bond and Mark Cameron. Whodunit 4 is a fundraiser production for Park Theatre set in the Wild West of America and rife with tongue-in-cheek merriment. Each performance features a different celebrity as the new sheriff in town, entirely unrehearsed, armed only with an earpiece and their wits. The audio described performance is on Wednesday, the 10th of June at 7:30 p.m. The building opens at 6:15 p.m. ahead of a 6:30 p.m. touch tour, followed by a live version of these notes in person. The auditorium will open at 7:20 p.m. where there'll be 10 minutes of described antics and music before the show starts. This production is suitable for ages 10 plus. It contains mild swearing, innuendo, some audience participation, stage mist, blackouts, depiction of gun violence and gunshot sounds throughout. It runs for 2 hours and 20 minutes, including an interval. Your describer is Rosie Preston. The year is 1859, and we're in a local saloon bar in Graveside, a dusty frontier town pillaged by bandits and vigilantes. The square stage is 5 by 5 metres and surrounded on 3 sides by audience. Those closest to the stage sit at circular tables, as if they too are patrons. There's a diagonal walkway that leads from the theatre's foyer and unseen Graveside town through the auditorium, connecting to the front right-hand corner of the stage. In this corner, there are invisible saloon doors, which rattle when pushed. Those travelling by horse, hobby horse in fact, gallop down the walkway, stick between the thighs. They tether their trusty steed by cajoling a nearby audience member to hold it. The saloon is sparsely furnished, with a floor of brown planks and a smattering of simple wooden chairs with upturned crates as makeshift tables. In the centre, suspended from the ceiling by a metal chain, is a round stagecoach wheel laid flat, with upright burning candles around its circumference. Back and centre is a mahogany bar counter, 1 metre long and 30 centimetres deep, with a panelled frontage. Its countertop is empty, except for a brass cash register. Behind it is a matching back bar unit containing silver goblets. Above is a shelf lined with half-consumed bottles of liquor. Behind the bar is a long wall that has seen better days. Grubby, once-white floral wallpaper peels away in large chunks, exposing discoloured white horizontal wooden slats. Some are warped, others on the furthest edges have snapped off. Dotted along the wall are hooks to hang string instruments and several wanted posters for local ne'er-do-wells. 2 equidistantly spaced vertical beams appear to split the back wall into 3. On the left, midway down the wall, is a window with dishevelled lace curtains and a view of rugged hills. Of its 4 panels, 1 is broken, shards scattered below. To its left is a corridor leading to unseen lodgings. To the right of the bar is a black upright piano with a stool underneath a framed black and white photograph of the town and a skull of a long-horned bull. To the right of the piano is a corridor leading to other unseen rooms. Guiding the guest celebrity sheriff through the shenanigans are 10 performers, including 1 ensemble member who feeds the sheriff their lines from offstage. Unless mentioned otherwise, the actors are white and each wear the cowboy classic, a wide-brimmed felt Stetson hat. They each play an instrument during musical numbers, from guitar or fiddle to washboard or kazoo. The saloon is managed by spirited Dawn Frensham, who's in her early 40s and has a slim build and an upright posture. She wears a lace brown leather corset over a strapless white blouse and an asymmetrical ruched scarlet skirt, revealing a white petticoat and black ankle boots. Large silver hoop earrings shimmer through her long auburn hair, which is scooped into a loose side plait. Dawn's wide smile welcomes you in. Her booming voice boots you out. Also right at home in the saloon is Dawn's daughter, Meg Frensham. A straight-shooting, literally, cowgirl in her early 20s, Meg is dressed practically in blue jeans tucked into mid-calf tan boots, with a blue short-sleeved shirt, chestnut tweed waistcoat, cream neckerchief, and pistol in a hip holster. Her straight brown hair is slicked into a swishing ponytail tied with a red ribbon. Meg strides purposefully around the saloon, rarely sitting for long, legs spread wide when she does. She has an animated face with wide eyes and a heart that belongs to her cowboy sweetheart, Buck. Buck Steed is also in his 20s, with a slim frame, long limbs and a fluid, gangly gait. He wears a pinstripe shirt under a brown suede jacket with fringing on the sleeves and waist, matching fringed trousers, a gun holster and heeled boots. His floppy blonde hair is parted like curtains. When Buck cracks a joke, his knees buckle inwards and he sinks to the floor, wheezing at himself. Buck and Meg greet each other with a child's clap game, gazing into each other's eyes lovingly. Someone who is not in the business of friendly greetings is outlaw James Early. At 6'10" with an athletic build, Early has a self-assured swagger, skulking around the saloon, legs wide, spurs clicking, cowboy hat tipped low over one eye. He wears a navy shirt, grey smudged cord trousers, black suede jacket with fringing, and a dirty red neckerchief. Short brown curls peek from beneath his hat, and a cigar sometimes hangs from his stubble-framed lips. Early's goofy sidekick, Jim Ranson, is equally tall and is broad-shouldered with a lopsided walk. He has short, dark blonde hair, is clean-shaven and wears a grey neckerchief. Ranson's pinstripe shirt is beneath a black leather waistcoat and brown cotton suit. Ranson glumps about with bendy knees, beaming a toothy grin. Although largely used as a local drinking hole, the saloon serves several community purposes. It doubles as Verity Hargreaves' general store, simply by hanging a hand-painted sign on the bar declaring it so, and popping a basket of goodies on the counter. Verity Hargreaves is 5'2", with a curvy figure accentuated by a forest green dress cinched at the waist. Her silky green shirt has a black lace panel down the front, decorated with a glittering brooch, and her full satin skirt tumbles to her heels. Verity is a woman of mixed heritage, with brown skin and afro-textured hair slicked back in a low bun. Too elegant for a cowboy hat, Verity drapes a shawl over her shoulders, blue with faded flowers. She tends to flash us a side eye, as if baffled by the silliness of her own lines. She often props her palm upon her hip, and a large rectangular green jewel sparkles on a finger. As well as Verity's general store, the saloon also becomes a temporary church, with services led by Reverend Virgil. Even when it's very much a saloon, however, and not a place of worship, Virgil is often found lingering at the bar, fingers twitching to down a cheeky drink whenever he's unobserved. Virgil is a 6-foot, slender man in his 40s, with neatly trimmed greying dark hair in a side parting and a black moustache. He's dressed smartly in all black, with a knee-length coat, suit with waistcoat, shiny shoes, and a white shirt. His black neckerchief is fastened like a tie, but with two pieces of dangling fabric instead of one. Virgil plays fiddle when the bar bursts into music. Leading the tunes is Willie the pianist, a usually silent presence at the piano in a plaid shirt, red suspenders, and brown trousers. Willie is a black man with closely shaven head and round wire-framed glasses. Riding into town to bring law and order to the chaos is the sheriff. Our celebrity guest usually wears jeans, a white shirt, and a leather waistcoat or overcoat, with a small golden sheriff's star badge in their pocket and, of course, a classic cowboy hat. The sheriff, who has had no rehearsal of the play, does their best to keep up. They're either fed lines or stage directions from their earpiece, reading text that's shoved in front of them, following ensemble members who steer them about, or just having a good old guess of what's expected of them, with mixed results. Small cameo parts are played by members of the company, Park Theatre's community chorus, or even audience members, improvising or reading from cue cards. The role of the saloon's bartender is played by two different audience members per night, swapping in Act Two. They wear their own clothes and don a cotton apron and tea towel. Joining in. For Whodunit, Park's front of house spaces have transformed into a themed, immersive experience buzzing with activity. After scanning your ticket outside, you'll enter the building by pushing wooden saloon doors, which open away from you. The walls are lined with wanted posters. Members of the community chorus sing and chat to us in Southern American accents. On the ground floor is a DIY photo opportunity, a sun-drenched rocky vista on a cloth backdrop, and a range of dress-up costumes. Upstairs, you can play ring toss, a game where you toss small wooden horseshoes onto a peg. The website tells us that we are, of course, welcome to dress how we like, but if dressing up is your thing, then think Wild West finest, such as cowboy boots and denim. Some tickets include premium experiences, such as bar tables side of stage, accessible via two steps, access to an interactive pre-show and interval space called The Last Saloon, or even an opportunity to make your on-stage debut with a Be the Bartender ticket. To discuss ticket types, call the box office on 020 7870 6876. When you enter the auditorium 10 minutes before the show starts, the townsfolk are all on stage, milling about in the saloon. They merrily sing, dance and tease us, inviting the lucky ones up for a free drink, the unlucky ones for a cheeky, light-hearted confrontation. The audience are sometimes called upon to sing along with some well-known classics. Lyrics are in the programmes, with large prints available on request. As a reminder, the building opens at 6:15pm, the touch tour will begin at 6:30pm, followed by this audio introduction live in person. The auditorium will open at 7:20pm. Cast and production credits. Saloon keeper, Dawn Frensham, is played by Carolyn Deverill. Her daughter, Meg Frensham, by Suzanne Wolfe. Meg's cowboy sweetheart, Buck Steed, by Toby Baddeley. General store owner, Verity Hargreaves, by Iona Fraser. Outlaw James Early, by Edward Kay. His sidekick, Jim Ranson, Gabriel Fogarty Graverson. Reverend Virgil, Matthew Romaine. Willie the pianist, Ian Oakley. Line feeder and understudy, Molly Barton and Killian McArdle. Co-writer and director, Jez Bond. Co-writer, Mark Cameron. Set and costume designer, Stella Backman. Lighting designer, Julian McCready. Sound designer, Neve Gaffney for Autograph Sound. Production manager, Lewis Champney for Eastage. Choreographer, Molly Barton. Music consultant, Elsa Bergstrom. Costume supervisor, Rachel Perry. Company stage manager, Anne Bailey. Deputy stage manager, Lucy Barter. Assistant stage manager, Elsie O'Rourke. Earpiece technician, Eddie Martin. Production electrician, Billy Highfield. Lighting programmer, Matt Carnazza. Assistant director, Emily Ingram. Community chorus director, Gabriel Fogarty Graveson. Community chorus coordinator, Stephen Dalziel. This is the end of the introductory notes.